Nation.
Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead.
Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is the TTT Junction. I'm Tiso Musuewu. I get some Mikey Wa. Clearly get some Mikey Wani. Don't you hear yourself?
No, oh, that's better. Good morning. Now I'm here.
Finally.
Kitu Somujata.
Yeah, I am LWE, the voice of Africa.
The voice of Africa, LWE, Nkosi, the voice of Eden Vale, the voice of Soweto, the voice of Zoni,
the voice of Africa. The universe.
The voice of everything good. We are the T Junction, tremendously thriving through trials and tribulations. Today's show is very interesting. Get 2 minutes to town. 2 minutes to town.
Yeah.
2 minutes to town. 8 o'clock, we are officially closing shop.
Yes.
Just an hour.
Make way for the biggest, biggest event of, I don't even know.
The world.
Of the world. Yes, the bigger than the World Cup even.
It is bigger than the World Cup.
Three times the size of the World Cup.
Yes, at 8 o'clock we'll be crossing over go Krakow where Pope Francis will be visiting the Shrine of the Divine Mercy. That's in Poland. So yes, the T-Junction, we only an hour in.
Yeah.
2 minutes to town. 2 minutes to town. Yeah. Baba Lee.
Name phone. Name show, brother. Did
you have a good week?
I have a fantastic one. Yeah. This week it was more of administration stuff of the business. More writing now, more sending all those proposals. So this week, yeah. I only done one school that I never did. And the thing I said, I had a fantastic morning yesterday. It was a powerful motivational speak talk yesterday. Because the most important people that I went to motivate the kids. But to find out, even the teachers, man, they were wowing and said, you must come back, please, 3 times a week. Please, we're asking.
3 times a week.
That's what we are talking about.
So I said, don't worry, I'll see. I'm going to give them two days. It's Monday and Friday. I'll open on Monday and close it
And close the week on Friday.
So Max Shama Tornado when Abu Shama Tornado.
I was not frustrating and stressing about it. I was just praying about everything. God take control of what is happening. You know?
I am telling you.
So I was writing, Baba, thinking deep. You know, because I need those millions now, Baba.
It's 4 minutes after 7. The station is Radio Veritas. Do remember, we are found on 576 on MediaMove. We are found on DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 870. Also on streaming audio, live streaming, www.radioveritas.co.za. Tuso.
Yeah.
When are the tornado in the Bata, Monday, Tuesday, the rains, the storms.
I was doing my 9 to 5 during all of that. But yeah, it was scary because, Hubby works in the East, so I was like, oh my goodness. He's okay wherever he is. So, but yeah, no one affected on my side, thank God.
Nice one.
But yeah, we continue to pray for those people that were affected.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it was quite a thing.
But also, did you even see the pics online, people taking selfies?
And then there are those.
With the storm in the background,
we don't know these things. You know, it's always been the tornado, the volcano, the America. It's not for us. Like it's not our hashtag.
Until
it happens, and then you get people posing with tornadoes.
Yes, people they don't know where to throw their line. Like, posing with tornadoes.
Guys, how? This thing is right behind you.
Right behind.
Selfie
with it.
And I actually heard on the news during the week that people were actually going towards the tornado.
What?
Like they wanted to see this thing.
Oh,
that,
you know what?
Never had before.
Do you remember that belief? I'm thinking maybe they were.
Yay, guys!
You know,
the thing is the what do they call this department that deals with natural disasters? Yes, and they were warning us, you know, go for cover, guys.
Instead, we want ourselves inside the action.
Hashtag volcano.
Thank you. It was a volcano. 6 minutes after 7 is the T Junction. Good morning.
I've seen a lot of things.
times in my life. A lot of ups and downs. Made a lot of mistakes. No matter what, you've always been by my side. You've always been my best friend. You're the love of my life. You're everything to me. You never left my side. I love you so much. You're my best friend. Since the beginning of time, all you did was bless men. Too young to understand, but now you my best friend. How could they doubt you? Never think about you. Don't they know nothing's possible without you? Faith without fear, that's how they raised me. Words a man kill, but never faze me. Grateful for wisdom that you gave me. But still I'm like, dear God, I wonder could you save me? Too much sinning, gotta be more than plush living. Gotta be more than grabbing nines to buck tenning. Gotta be more than just the lust swimming. Gotta be more than platinum Rolexes, 600s and crushed linen. Praise your name, I know some of them hate to do. Judgment day, don't they know they can't escape your crew? I'm just trying to live right and pray you take me through. And with this song, I dedicate to you, my Lord. I reminisce and wonder how I made it this far. Because of you, I'm me, so you the real star. Your hindsight, the time's right to get my mind tight. Then give it to you and let it shine bright. My best friend only know how to teach the truth. Plant the seeds of life and let him eat the fruit. Can't you see that he spread love for you? Shed blood for you, cried for and died for you? Willies with Mac Millies, know how you get down. We know the drama you bring whenever you hit town. Just remember when you pray, God is love. Gracious, merciful, forgive even the hardest stuff. Life as we know it, it all begins with him. Life as we know it, it all ends with him. If I was you, I would never try to pretend with him. He might spaz and blow it, I'm best friends with him. I love you so much. Since my man Big passed, 2.5 years since my world crashed. I needed help. God gave me the power, gave me the strength to go face to face with my darkest hour. Look me in the eyes and ask, what you doing, happy? Don't you know why I'm here? And started shooting at me. Back to the wall. Is my faith gonna play out? Never wavered once. Gave me no way out. Your time to die. Don't even stress the date. You're coming with me. Your soul I'm next to take. I told him I'm too much blessed with faith and living for Christ. Then he said, manifest the great. All of a sudden, what I'm remembering. Ground started to shake. Everything trembling. Power of the truth was shooting through my timberlands. Here was my Lord Jesus Christ, my best friend again. Come on. You're everything to me. You've been with me from day one. Even when I thought nobody was there, you were there. Be like no other. There's no feeling like this in the world. You can relate to what I'm feeling. Put your hands in the air. Let me see. No. Matter of fact, clap your hands for me. Clap your hands. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. You always hear me when I'm calling. Always catch me when I fall. You've always been my best friend. I love you, Jesus.
trespasses, as I forgive those who trespass against me. Thank you.
My name is Father Victor Ngwenya, parish priest of Holy Rosary in Piri, Soweto. My favorite scripture quote is when Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest." John chapter 10, verse 10. Thank you for listening to Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
My name is Putima Hanyele, and it's wonderful to be here at Radio Veritas, the good news for a change, and to see also the incredible work that is being done by Radio Veritas to sow the seed of God and making sure that we can have a better day as we move on forward.
Well, I'm Chris Pochot, and that little bit of music is my theme that tells you that we're going to be talking about The Melting Pot. The Melting Pot is a program that I'll be presenting every Sunday evening, and we chat with people from all sorts and kinds of backgrounds, interesting things, challenging things, different things, and hopefully sometimes challenging and stimulating things. Tune in on a Sunday evening at just after 6, and you'll be able to hear really interesting, up-to-date, different insights into your faith here in South Africa. Look forward to being with you.
The name is Paige.
Hey, my name is Poetic Justice.
Yo, yo, what's up? My name is Black Faith.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lerato.
Hello, my name is Bunjoyi. We are Digging Thoughts, and you're listening to
Radio. Radio Veritas.
If tomorrow is judgment day, and I'm standing on the front line, and the Lord asked me what I did with my life, I will say, I spent it with you. If I wake up in World War III, I see destruction and poverty. And I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay if you're coming with me.
People say,
really don't matter.
Whitney Houston. My love is your love. Your love is my love.
Oh, yeah.
Right to the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. It is Radio Veritas, found on 576 Medium Wave, DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 870, www.radioveritas.co.za. You can also catch us on social media, our Facebook page, Radio Veritas South Africa, our Twitter page, at Radio Veritas SA, and Insta, the gram.
Oh, yeah.
The gram, baby, the gram.
The visual one.
The visual one. We're on the gram, at Radio Veritas. Simply at Radio Veritas at 18 minutes after 7. I'm looking for background music.
It sounds so...
What do you want me to sing for you?
After.
No, just kidding.
But
that was never agreed upon. How these gents?
I gave up. We are 2 years late for that train. Hey?
We have to dig deep. She's gonna come out. Don't worry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll come out. I'm still in the closet.
She's still in the closet, but she will come out. Shang,
I'm showing short last week. Remember?
Man, I was so amazed.
You can't be serious.
Amazing.
You can't be serious. Preview.
Well, she like a preview last week. What was she singing? When we had Bo Intellect and Pastor Bagaman, and there's a point where you learn what can I say.
What are the difference between soloist?
Oh yes, the choir one.
Chorus lead.
Chorus lead.
And we carry the kili shapaka sleepy le kili chorus leader. Oh, what guys? No ways.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, let's do our Catholic gig guide. Right, and first up, you are invited to the revival of Catholics of Umhlatuzane Deanery, that is in Marion Hill Diocese. The venue of this is University of KwaZulu-Natal Edgewood Campus. It's happening tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. until late. And the aim of the revival is to support Bishop Dlungwana in educating Catholic seminarians. And for more information on this, you can call 031-700-2704. That is 031-700-2704.
And the other one is in the Johannesburg Catholic Bible Foundation invites you to their Women's Day celebration to celebrate the importance and the role of a woman in the family, church, and in our society. Mm-hmm. Date is on the 6th of August, 6th August 2016. It's cut to 8 o'clock in the morning until 1500, that's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Venue, small hall of cathedral place, 186 Nugget Street, Berea, Johannesburg. Let me repeat the venue. It's a small hall of the cathedral place at 186 Nugget Street, Berea, Johannesburg. For more information, contact Usandra at 011-435-7488. It's 011-435-7488.
Next week, Saturday, the 6th of August.
The 6th of August. Yeah, back here.
Oh, yeah.
I have another one more. Yeah, the 6th of August. St. Albert's Parish Gofoslo Ras invites all Catholics to the priestly ordination of Reverend Tsepo Lekoko, address 1090 Mokgotlane Street, Gofoslo Ras. It starts at 10 a.m. Lunch will be provided. For more information, contact Bongani Molefe on 011-906-3500. That's Bongani Molefe on 011-906-3500. And yes, a friendly reminder again of that. The annual Radio Veritas Golf Day is fast approaching. It will be happening at the 4th of October at the Serengeti Golf Club. The day attracts bishops, businesses, corporate South Africa, government officials, and many others, VIP, to network with a pool of like-minded church and business people. For more information, contact Mema Haributelezi on 011-663-4700. That's the Radio Veritas annual SA Golf Day, Good Serengeti Golf Club. 4 October 2016.
Do you know golf? Do you have any idea?
I know how to tee.
Yeah,
there's
what they call teeing off.
Teeing off.
There's
putt.
Yeah.
I can't, let's move on.
And there's whole numbers.
You're putting me into more dark.
Oh,
I wanted the light.
Yeah, well, I can tell you about the fashion of golf.
Cheers.
I'm a golf t-shirt. Check material.
Yes, yes. Okay.
You know, yeah.
Is that all we have? No. There's another one.
Is there more?
The Oblates.
Oh, yes. Yeah. How could we forget the biggest event of the Oblates?
Of course.
You know what?
Yes,
it's happening. The 200-year celebration of the existence of this congregation, the Oblates of Mary Immaculate. The celebration is happening next week, the 6th of August, at the Olympia Hall Royal Showgrounds, Pietermaritzburg. The time of that is 9 a.m. And sure, it's going to be big, Tiso.
I'm sure it is.
It's going to be big.
I know Radio Veritas will be there.
Yes, and I know the provincial spoke about possibly having another celebration in Joburg, but later on in the year. So that's something to look forward to. If you can't get to Pietermaritzburg, I mean, you know, there might be another celebration.
Thank you, Father
later
Kent.
On big ups, Father in Kent. The year. So we're looking forward to that. I hope we can actually pull that one off because some of us can't be at Pietermaritzburg.
Yes.
It's happening, next week, 9 a.m. I think that some parishes are organizing like joint transport. Yeah. And all of that. Yeah, I know St. Hubert's Alexandra is organizing a bus and they still have space. So if maybe, you know, just in case you want to go, but you don't have anyone to travel with, you can try and contact Alex Parish and they'll give you more information. But for more information on the actual event, you can contact Figile on 078-476-9225. I'm sure Figile's also got a lot of information on different transports that's leaving the different parishes
Most definitely.
Yeah.
24 minutes after 7, you are still listening to Radio Veritas. We bring you the good news. We bring you the great music for a change.
Oh, yes,
we are the T-Junction. We tremendously thrive through trials and
tribulations.
I'm Tiso Muswe, rolling with
Mujata,
and LWE, the voice of Africa.
Ow, sounding good every Saturday morning between 7 and 9. But today, it's 2 minutes to town.
Two minutes to town.
8 o'clock.
We
are wrapping up because we are making way, crossing live over to Poland. Krakow, the World Youth Day, where Pope Francis will be visiting the Shrine of Divine Mercy.
I am so
that
jealous.
That will be happening from 8 up until 10. So, do stay tuned just after we leave here. Just after we leave.
I have got serious FOMO.
Fear of missing out.
I have got the most biggest FOMO ever. And I'm seeing all the posts on Facebook, the pictures, all the videos.
I don't even want to go to Facebook.
You know what?
Because every time I log on.
Just following Lebo Wamajahe is enough. And then there's the World Youth Day page that goes beyond.
I'm following Father Kabelo Mahemo.
Father Thabo Motshekgwa.
Father Thabo Motiba. Oh, man.
The list is endless.
Akani, you know, everybody's just, I'm like, you know what? I'm so
Bishop
jealous.
Victor Palan is also there.
Oh, yes. Cardinal Wilfred Napier, you know.
Oh, guys. The way. Anyway,
I had a chat with Spiro during the week. He was like,
"Ooh,
he was like, "Hi, Baba."
The next one,
2019,
guys, please.
Let's
go. Please. And no, honestly,
it better not be in South Africa.
But now that I'm about hoodie lenyana, so
of course, please.
No, definitely, it's not to be missed.
Yeah, no. So no more.
And we're waiting in anticipation also to hear which country is hosting it next.
Oh yes. In bated breath.
And the next World Youth Day 2019 will be hosted in South Africa.
There we go.
Let's pray. Let's hope.
26 minutes after 7. Lee Siyakudedela manje in 4 minutes time, Baba.
We'll unleash. We'll just throw the bomb and then
unleashing the monster in you.
We're talking about a powerful topic, gratitude.
Gratitude.
You know, people, they take that lightly. You know, and people are so involved on themselves with their issues, with negativity that's surrounding them, poverty that they see, the rise of the rand, the drop of the rand.
It's
amazing how he's every week, his topic is relevant.
So relevant.
To something that's going on in my life.
Yeah, ne?
Well, a gift.
God. not.
Unegive.
Pause. Singa imoshi. Shout outs to Kabelo Makua Ryan Kabza. Yes, kya wabona. Ntwana said that thing. Right here on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. It is now 27 minutes after 7 on Radio Veritas. Good morning.
Yeah.
piano. Homonati. My light, Simpure Dana.
I love radio.
Yes, yes. That was with a pamphlet. I love that. I love that. Shows how genuine this is, eh? You don't just do it in J for when the mic switches off and then,
yeah.
Mangle mang.
It's a conversation.
Yeah, just minds their own business.
Yeah. Ongoing.
Lee,
yeah, what's up?
How important is gratitude?
Yo, it's very important. You know, each and everything that is positive to you, it's like you're swallowing a pill of positivity, and that reflects back to you because it goes to the universe and reflects back to you. You know, even if you wake up in the morning, you're not knowing what you're gonna eat, but if you tell yourself that it's okay, it is fine. Thank you, Lord, I'm alive. You know, that senses, when you send those senses, you feel. You know, isn't it easier for one? But if you fight, if the negativity comes to you and pushes you in the corner, and if you keep on fighting that negativity, it pushes you back, and we are helping that negativity to tide you that in the corner. So people, we do pray, but a lot of our prayers, we asking, you know, each and every time we complain and asking, we pray for our friends, we're always asking, you know, even in our jobs, we always asking, always complaining, always nagging. We always on that corner, yeah, negativity, yeah, my gossip, you know. Each and every time, you know, you're not working, we're always complaining about each and everything that is happening in our country. You know, more especially people, there are people who sit in the whole day listening and watching news, you know, depress themselves, and they think each and everything that's happening in our country is rotten to the core. You know, and those people don't appreciate, you know, there are people who need to be serving at homes now, as Abayam Abaham Abayam serving, as they're left at home, they need to clean, cook and everything just to serve, you know, but there are people who are not thankful. You know, even a person on the corner, upanje amaswit mfit, umuntu uthenga amaswit ngathi umenzeli fifi, ukwatile, you know. No, thank you. No, nothing. You know, so this thing of gratitude, it's very lightly. You know, each and every time I've been given an opportunity, maybe to perform and showcase my talent that God gave me, I always say thank you. And I make sure I go back and say thank you very much for the opportunity. I don't take that lightly, what is happening in my life. So people, they have taken lightly what is happening in their lives, and they even lose irrespect, you know, around the community that are staying in and around the family, the families, you know, around their bosses, around their colleagues at work. It is because they're not thankful or the smallest thing. So if people, they want to see things happening in their life, those small things that they add to complete you as a person, those smallest things, those small details of gratitude, just say thank you. And people, man, just we are talking about gratitude. People, they should take up their phone and just call your friend and say, thank you, friend, just to be part of my life. Thank you. Yeah. Not always saying thank you for somebody for giving you something. Just say thank you, Tiso. Thank you, Tiso, for giving me this opportunity to be here, my voice to be, you know, to be here today. Thank you very much. Just say thank you. Thank you, Mother, for raising me until this so far. Thank you, Father. Thank you very much. We don't have to thank somebody because he gave you something. Just say thank you. We don't have that in our black community. It's a very scarce resource. Just to say thank you. Thank
gratitude.
You. Yeah, thank you, God. As you, thank you, God. Yes, it's a rare commodity. Because thank you, God, I woke up today. Do you know how many people woke up in hospital? Do you know how many people that never woke up today? You know, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Hear what God says about gratitude. I don't want, that's why I love this radio station, because I can always reflect. And people can always reflect. And without God in your heart, without you feeling what God says we are, you won't gonna able to prosper. You won't gonna able to manifest. So, you know, we have to manifest because we are the seed. Joseph says, I mean, we are the seed. We need to bear fruits. We're already a seed. So we don't have to plant any seed or to manifest. So how can you be manifest if you don't know who God is in your life, and if you are not thankful? Colossians 3:15-20. And let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Can I repeat that one?
Yeah.
And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankful in your heart to God. And whatever you do, in a word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husband as it fitting in the Lord. Husband, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. So, as I've said, in the beginning God created, when you start the Bible, that's the first scripture, the first chapter of the Bible. In the beginning God created, we are creation of God. So without God in our life, we won't get able to manifest. We need God in our life to manifest. So be thankful and with gratitude. God says we need to. Because you don't get going to feed your soul with his word and meditate on the word. So if you're a child of God, if you want to be a millionaire, if you want to be a billionaire, if you want to make this life, if you want the wealth riches of this life, God needs to be part of your life. Be thankful. Now just take that phone. You can call us on the studio on 011-452-7115 and tell us thank you very much for what we're doing. Even if Mama say better, share with us, say better, please. But what I want to see people now, SMSing people, tweeting and saying, thank you very much, friend. Thank you, my mother. Thank you, my aunt. Thank you, God, for the love that I have.
Just be grateful.
Be grateful and show some gratitude. Irregardless what is it that you are selling on the corner, regardless what your service is, just thank you. Now let pause in my hand. Just go to your boss and say, thank you for being my boss.
Tuso, you. Tuso is sitting there. You know, the conversation we had off air.
Yeah.
It's cutting me deep.
Do you want to?
It's going deep.
Chime in and.
No, I'm actually just thinking about it. Yeah, I was just saying off air that it's so relevant to what I was going through this week, because you know what? I was at my lowest at work this week because I felt like I cannot do this. This 8 to 5 is not for me. I cannot do it. And now he's just kind of stressing the fact that, look, at the end of the day, you have a job that can fend for you.
It can be that. Could have been worse.
Be grateful. It could have been worse. I could have been out of a job. I could have been jobless. But, you know, just kind of, I'm taking the decision now, Lee. I'm going to be grateful for my job from Monday. I love my job.
And the more you use that power, you'll pray for what is it that you are really created for. If she's not enjoying exactly, it doesn't give you enjoyment, but you can be excited with the job. You can learn to love the job.
Yes.
And once you love it, it will want to love you back. But you must focus and have that vision. Exactly. What is it that I'm created for? What is it that I'm going to go there and feed like a calf and work on that? As you are respecting this job because it is paying your bills.
Yeah.
It is making a difference in your life.
Yeah.
Have that one thing that you want and go after that one thing that you love. And if it's one or if it's many, just go there.
Go after the one thing that you love and still be grateful for what you have.
You know, I know good some. You have to get rid of the old so that you can make a way of the new.
Mm.
But life says respect what you have now.
Yeah.
As now you're where I'm going, it's gonna be a reference.
Yeah.
But what kind of a person are we dealing with?
Yes.
Yes.
No, true.
Red of Veritas, good morning.
Good morning, yes indeed. Thank you for you people for being in our lives.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I thank you for being in our lives.
Yes.
Really what you are saying, it is truly.
Yes, Mama.
Because, you know, sometimes you don't even know whom to talk to. But when you keep on saying thank you, you make somebody's life good.
Mm. Most definitely, most definitely, Mama.
You know, it's not a joke.
Thank you.
Thank you for being part of this show, Mama. Thank you very much for listening to us each and every Saturday, Xeni, and be a support of Red of Ritas. Thank you very much, and have a beautiful Saturday, Mama.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
You too. Bless you.
Bye.
Radio Veritas, good morning.
Good morning, Lee. Umamthembi Zondi.
Umamthembi, just a back opposite, yeah.
Siyabonga
nani bantu abaminyanaso Alexander. Siyabonga namhlanje nazi li ukhuluma ngento bengithe mangivuka namhlanje birthday yami ngathi uNkulunkulu ngiyabonga
ukuri-63.
Ngathi my Lord, thank you to reach the 63 years.
Athi sithulele.
Athi sithulele
fast man.
Wow, sithulele ngoba
abantu. 1 2 1 2
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Anyway,
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
7:42 on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. And we are talking gratitude this morning right here on the T Junction.
Let's be thankful for our lives.
There's a lot to be thankful for.
There's a lot.
She's celebrating her birthday today. You know, she's so very thankful. So very joyous.
For life.
You know, for life. Baba.
Simply life.
Good morning, on live on radio.
Good morning,
Baba.
Thank you for uplifting my spirit. Hey, ngathi uNkulunkulu angangipha ukuthi sikhohliwe nangumama ukhulile le asiphiwe yona nathi sesihola umndende. Umntana kadadewethu use-rehab uzisile. Izinto okufanele sizibone.
Ngibonga uJehova mama mihla namalanga ekuphila kwensizwe zakho.
Thank you, mommy. Bless you.
You're live on radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How
morning.
Are you?
I'm Tiso Lee and the young lady.
Yes.
Hello.
Thank you
for what you said about your job. To be thankful for the job.
Yes.
And to be thankful for life.
Oh, yes.
And the gift of friendship.
Oh,
I haven't
yes.
been listening to the program for I think about 4 weeks now because yes. I've been up and about early in the morning, so I'm glad that I'm at home today.
Thank you for listening.
Hello. Thank you. You too. Who are you speaking to?
Frida.
From the West.
From the Wild West.
From the West.
Love you guys.
We love you. It is now 15 minutes before 8, 15 minutes before we close shop.
Before we close
15 minutes before we go to Krakow.
Yes. Good morning. Welcome to Veritas.
Stage fright.
Radio fright. You can try again. We're still here.
Yes, we're still here. We're still here for 15 minutes, for the next coming 15 minutes. And yes, it is the T-Junction. We're talking
gratitude.
So Lee, tell me something.
Yes, Mama.
You know, they say everything that happens, I mean, just in line with gratitude, everything that happens in your life, you should be grateful for, even the challenges and even the things that are not so good. So do you also become grateful to people who put you through hardships and you know, kind of like difficult situations?
Yes, in a sense you're grateful for them to show you their side, that you didn't want to see. You'll be grateful that you learned, because that experience will teach you in your life. Of a lesson. Yes.
It's character.
You know,
yeah.
It's experience that you have to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. You burn yourself because of them, and then, okay, next time, okay, I know what to expect.
Good morning. Welcome to Veritas.
Hello, is that Veritas?
Hello, you.
Oh, hello to you.
How are you?
I'm Rosa at Kagiso.
Hello,
Mama Rosa.
We are 5 minutes before going to Krakow.
Yes.
And I want to send my regards to all the youth that are in Krakow. Especially Nebo Majahi.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, Guti, I was thinking, as I was allowing the spirit, you know what I choose the topics each and every time? Like, immediately when I go out here, I ask God, what is it they want me to talk about next week? And I will allow the spirit, and the spirit will talk to me in a sense that speak about this, and then I will sit down and then go and research about that. I was like looking at my life and say, okay, forget about these walls and these materialistic that are here that maybe I don't like most of them. I don't like where I am. But let me be grateful. And go young and the better. I think food in the right in billionaire. I have a life. You know, I love how I feel. I love the energy. I love the talents that God gave me. I love what I'm doing. You know, I'm so thankful for that, Lord. I'm so thankful of the experience that you're taking me through. You know, I've got challenges that if I can speak about here, they can be amazed with how But I don't have to talk about my negativity and my experiences of life, the hardships. We all go through that.
Of course.
You know, we all have to go through that. This is what teaches you to be the best in your life.
Yeah,
that's why
I
always say it's easy to be rich, because richness it's reachable, because rich from inside, so that you can go for the wealthiness of these materialistic things.
True. Yeah. Good morning, welcome to Veritas.
Radio Fright.
Radio Fright.
So you understand, which we all have that, but people always complain, want money, want jobs, want food, want, and a lot of people who celebrated when they got job in the first month, they celebrated, they even bought a cake and a 2 liter. It was a party.
Yes.
But 3 months, 4 months down the line now, you are complaining, you don't like the job. But look at those people who started from garage, is pouring petrol for people while they have LNPs, diplomas, and whatnot, the honors of becoming lawyers. You start somewhere to be somewhere.
Yeah,
you know, I always say to people, where you are is not the end of the world. Your life starts there.
It's
going to be
beginning.
Part of years. It's going to be part of your CV. You know, you're not going to end there. But the problem is, find yourself in a position, but you always complain about the same position, but yet you don't have any plan. You don't know. Even if Jesus Christ can say, I'm at the door, tell me what is it that you want, my child, I will give it to you, but not money. I will give something that will prosper you. What is it? I don't know if I can have a job and a baby. Aye, man. You know, God will give jobs each and every day, but people don't appreciate.
True.
So be thankful of what you have. I'm thankful I have a food of on top of my table. I'm thankful I have a shelter. I'm so thankful, God, I have clothes.
And very often we fail to be thankful because we think just because I don't have the latest car, I don't have the latest this, I don't have this, I don't have that, all which are material things.
Yes.
And then we fail to be grateful because you think you don't have anything just because you don't have a Rolls Royce.
I'm
no longer taking calls.
No, guys, we can call you too, so we'll keep quiet.
And she's the rose amongst the thorns. I don't know what's wrong.
Excuse
me. You know, I'm glad you've raised the point, because the point here is work from within. You know, being rich from within, you'll forget about those materialistic means something of value in your life. You know, Radio Veritas, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well,
and yourself?
I'm great, thank you. Libua Linziki.
Hello, Linziki.
Where are you calling from?
Now I'm calling from Holy Cross Anglican Church in Soweto.
Okay.
Hello, hi.
And as I'm speaking, I'm driving there.
Yes.
But I'm a great fan of Radio Veritas. I do listen to Radio Veritas. You guys are inspiring me daily. I listen it from Monday, And over the weekend, when I have a moment or driving, I do listen to it.
Ah, bless you, Ntsiki.
I have said it over and over to Osma Hadi. I have said it to Father Ndabe Ningi. I have said it to Kapadia. You know what? Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bless you.
Some of your functions to listen, because it's not about the denomination. It's about the word of God.
Oneness.
Yeah, that's where I'm coming from. And about the purpose, indeed, you are right. If you're not happy with what you have, Komuselezi, you beg probably a reason Kobani Midimo on a purpose with each and every one of us. Find your purpose and it will fulfill you.
That's so profound.
Not a lot of money, and it's also not a lot of wealth like we are looking for material things. There is something that God has actually created you for. If you can identify that and find it and live it, you'll have peace.
Bless you, Ntsiki.
Thank you. But still be unhappy.
Yeah.
You can have a beautiful home, you will still be unhappy. You can have a lovely husband or a lovely car, whatever the latest brand, you will still be unhappy. But once you discover the purpose that you have been created for, you will indeed find it.
And that is so profound.
If I were to share further, majority of us are not really happy commiserating your own. Pray and say, Lord, I'm grateful and thankful for the job that I have correctly provided in this day to day. Because that's the Baba Natabao Lakatam Sukunalona, but they don't have.
Yes.
So I'm not taking what I have for granted. Thank you very much.
Bless you, Ntsiki. Bless you. Thank you.
Good work, guys. Because you are constantly reminding us. I listen to you guys from Hoseng up to Manzibuya. It's so uplifting, so enriching, Momo Yen, because I think we are spiritually sick more than physically.
Most definitely.
Thank you so much, Ntsiki.
Most definitely.
Welcome. Have a lovely day.
Have a blessed day yourself.
Bless you.
As the word says, man, and let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. You know, when you have that Christ ruling in your heart, Baba, you'll be more grateful because of Christ is within you, in there, Baba.
Inner peace.
Can you find inner peace? Let's take a last call now. We have 7 minutes now, and then we bounce back. We are bouncing. Let us return. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hello,
guy.
Big guy, Baba.
Kiso and Lady and Kiwe, we are very thankful that we have you in our life. You inspire us.
Yes.
You make us feel strong. You remind us of the things that we forget. You know, when you speak about gratitude,
yes,
you remind me of my childhood. You know, I was I'm the baby in the family. And I was very, very naughty being the baby. But I would always thank, you know, just call my mother and say, Mama, and she would look at me.
Yalebo.
And I would say, thank you.
Yeah, because it scares people always being thankful, you know.
And it has helped me in many ways, you know. It has made me sustain trials and tribulations.
Yes.
When I've got problems, I look at my cross in my bedroom and I say, thank you, God, for the problem you've given me. Because I know that you did not spare your only son. You led him to the cross. So this is minor compared to Christ's passion. Yeah. And just by saying that, I become so strong. You know, when I tell people about my problem, they wonder, how do you cope? I say the God that is living with me is greater than all the powers in the world.
The victory.
I always thank God for everything I have, for everything I do. I even, you know, made a pledge that every year when I get my bonus, my gratitude will be to give part of it to Radio Veritas. I'm still doing it, and I am not in want because I'm keeping my pledge. Thank you so much.
Bless you.
I'm still waiting for my CD that I want.
Make it rain. I'll make it rain. One of the priests. One of these priests will link. Yes.
I've been waiting for James.
Oh my goodness.
Come and collect the CD. Up to now, I haven't received it.
Askisi meketo ni tamile rilu kiseta beu.
Okay.
Okay, man. Anyway, stay blessed, ne?
Yeah.
We love you too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. We have to wrap it up now. Gracias. I personally would like to thank you for being part of this. I highly appreciate it too. So, thank you. So, you know, waking up every Saturday morning, living baby halalelo, it's an effort. So, highly appreciate it. Lee, living Soweto, coming all the way through,
Passion that drives me. You know, it's how so easy to wake up coming here.
It's so easy.
Surprisingly. It's so easy. Even if I can sleep at 2 o'clock, at 3 o'clock, it's so easy just to wake up.
I know. Yeah.
I'm doing what God says. Go and do my job.
I highly appreciate it.
Thank you, Diso, for allowing us to invade you.
Thank you for your contribution.
Thank you.
For your efforts as well. And to each and every one of our listeners, you know, very, very beautiful. So thank you guys. Lee, thank you. Let's do it again next week, Saturday, from 7 till 9.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Back.
Yeah.
Nice. Have a blessed one. Pagani!
Abazaliba.